package to the Senate, where it hit a roadblock. Money for Chicago area mass transit funding, college scholarships, and mental health treatment are in question. Lamont Republican Senator Christine Redonio.
And I think there is an effort to try to reconcile what the House has done and what the Senate will do. Obviously, we're not there just yet.
Redonio says negotiations will continue. Money sitting in dedicated accounts appears to be the only source for the funding. I'm Sean Crawford.
A University of Illinois economist says the Federal Reserve could be setting a bad precedent by pushing onto Congress a $700 billion bailout of the country's financial institutions. But Fred Gertz says the normally independent Fed had little choice in the matter. He says the latest financial package required more than the average tinkering around with interest rates or similar action. Gertz says the move is part of a trend that started a year ago with the subprime mortgage crisis, and not because Goldman Sachs or other institutions were singled out as needing help.
The problem here with the financial firms is that their failure is not just their own demise. It's going to have, the Fed thinks it's going to have very serious ramifications and maybe harm the whole system. So they're intervening not to be nice to the people who are having the problems, but to try to protect all of us with the soundness of the financial system.
Gertz says the obvious moral hazard stemming from a successful bailout is that investors may not be as careful to weigh their options in the future, but he suspects that the financial sector will see more regulation then. However, Gertz says the likelihood of a brief recession has gone up in recent weeks. Like many analysts, he compares the nation's financial picture to when the U.S. went through in 1929, in which the Federal Reserve didn't act, and that led to a decade of runs on banks. Financial planners in Illinois have been busy. They're on the front line helping investors understand all the trouble on Wall Street. Adrian Hill reports.
At the Charles Schwab office on South Wacker in downtown Chicago, CNBC is on the TV in the lobby. The host is trying to make sense of the day's news, just like the steady trickle of clients coming in and out of the office. Branch manager Laura Catalano says nervous investors are calling with lots of questions.
Sometimes the clients just want to talk about it. So they see something on a news program and they want to reach out to us and, you know, and just talk. The other thing is they want to, you know, check in, make sure that their portfolio is where it needs to be.
She says some of her staff has stayed late to return calls. All of the interest might end up helping the industry. Ed Jertson is the chairman of the Financial Planning Association of Illinois. He says as economic news gets more confusing, more people will turn to professionals to help make a plan. I'm Adrian Hill.
Federal authorities have approved a nearly $1 billion highway project for northeastern Illinois. The Prairie Parkway is meant to improve infrastructure in the fast-growing counties of Kane, Kendall, and Grundy. Officials say it'll relieve congestion and help spur economic growth in that region. The project is expected to take several years to complete. 2 years ago, a public watchdog group raised questions about then-House Speaker Dennis Hastert's links to the plan. The Sunlight Foundation accused Hastert of not divulging connections between a $207 million earmark that he won for the highway and an investment that he and his wife made in nearby land. Hastert and his attorney have both denied that his land deals had anything to do with the Prairie Parkway. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programs are made possible by Pages for All Ages, books, music, cafe, and DVDs in Savoy. A locally owned independent bookstore, Pages' goal is to provide a full-service store with a comfortable setting for customers' enjoyment. In Savoy or on the web at www.pagesforallages.com.
It's 5:33, and now in the weather office is AM 580's Mike Sola with a look at our forecast.
And the key word for the next several days is quiet weather. We'll have sunshine during the day. We'll have mostly clear skies at night. There will be some areas picking up some patchy fog, but generally not major problems caused by that. And no major weather systems heading in our direction. In fact, right now we have cloud cover that is pushed in to around the Illinois River Valley and areas to the north and west. A few scattered sprinkles, maybe a brief shower across locations in Iowa. And then you have to get all the way to the Front Range of the Rockies and in through the central Dakotas before you find anything of a front. And it's a stationary front, so it's not heading in our direction anytime soon. There is a little bit of a disturbance that's out in western Kansas and through the panhandle of Nebraska. So that may possibly start to shift in our area. And if it does, it could trigger some widely scattered showers, maybe a few thunderstorms generally. Towards the middle of the week, and that would possibly cover the southern half of Illinois and Indiana. But again, looking out at the longer-range models, it looks like that little disturbance probably not making its way across the Central Plain. So we're still looking quiet through the end of the week and into the weekend as we kick off fall today with a clear sky and current temperature of 80, dropping down to a low of 57. Another sunny day tomorrow, the high 82, clear with a low of 58 for tomorrow night. High of 82 under a sunny sky on Wednesday, mostly clear. Wednesday night, the low 59, and Thursday, mostly sunny, the high 82. It's 80 degrees on both Friends Plaza and at Willard Airport. At 5:35, I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A few days ago, we asked for your questions about the cascade of earth-shattering financial news, the collapse of Lehman Brothers, the sale of Merrill Lynch, the government's rescue of AIG, and now the $700 billion bailout. Well, it's time for some of your answers. And joining us are NPR's economic correspondent, John Idsty. He's here in the studio. Welcome,
John. Hi, Michelle.
And we're also joined by Robert McTeer with the